make it four in a row. It's the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the second day of February. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. And here's what we've got for you. Yeah, the markets had another winning day. So, too, did oil. This job pays $145,000 a year, and there are 14,000 job openings. Don't worry, we'll share what it is. Folks in Wisconsin are crying foul, and they are hot. PayPal talks about bad actors, like 4.5 million of them. That cup of Joe is about to cost you more. We'll tell you about that. Google is on a tear, according to its fourth quarter earnings report. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Meta's stock sank big time today. For the interview, we're talking marketing with Todd Hickman from the Fastline Marketing Group. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you are once again along for the ride. Want to reach out on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Investors today turned their attention away from higher interest rates and looked toward earnings as the three major indexes on Wall Street marked their fourth day of gains. Those numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. As long as we're talking about gains, oil futures rose with U.S. benchmark prices up just enough to score a fresh finish at the highest since October of 2014. That is after OPEC Plus agreed to stick with its timetable for delivering another 400,000 barrel a day rise in March. West Texas Intermediate crude for March delivery, that edged up by 6 cents, or nearly 0.1%, to settle at $88.26 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Hey, if you're looking to change careers and find a six-figure salary, we've got news for you. How about this story about the 14,000 job openings that pays roughly $145,000 a year? Did your ears just perk up a bit? Market Watch is reporting what we already know. Job openings are rising while workers continue to quit. The number of vacant jobs hit 10.9 million in December. That's up from 10.6 million in November. That's all according to the Labor Department. The job openings rate was steady at 6.8%. People across the country are re-examining their work-life balance and are deciding to make a significant change. Now the careers website Glassdoor released its annual 50 Best Jobs in America for 2022. With so many workers on the move as we enter year three of the pandemic, it makes particularly timely reading. According to the report, tech workers came out once again on top. Enterprise architects were number one on Glassdoor's list. They have a median base salary of nearly $145,000 a year, and there are over 14,000 job openings, and there's a satisfaction rating of 4.1 out of 5 points. Those are all pretty serious numbers. So, what kind of a job is an enterprise architect? Well, they work in a company's IT department designing software, hardware, and networking applications, and work with stakeholders and management to help businesses achieve and maintain their digital strategy. The job score is determined by weighing three factors: earning potential, overall job satisfaction rating, and number of job openings. Some 90% of enterprise architect job reports also gave the option from, guess what? Yeah, working from home. Next on Glassdoor's list was a full-stack engineer. That's about $101,000 a year with over 11,000 openings. They develop websites for applications, followed by data scientists, $120,000 a year with over 10,000 openings. They collect and analyze data. So, yeah, data and digital. Looking for a job? We thought you should know. Not long ago, folks in Wisconsin were buzzing about the long-term contract taken by Oshkosh Defense to produce a new generation of post office delivery vehicles. The order was for 165,000 of them, a number that would secure hundreds of good jobs. But there is a but. The Guardian is reporting that the company has decided to build the vehicles in South Carolina and not Wisconsin. Wisconsin's political leaders and labor unions are stepping up pressure on Oshkosh Defense, as well as the U.S. Postal Service and White House, to get the company to do that manufacturing in Wisconsin. The 10-year contract, which would exceed $10 billion, is expected to create more than 1,000 jobs. These leaders warn that unless the production is done in Wisconsin, Democratic candidates will be hurt in that pivotal swing state in this November's elections as well as in 2024. So why would Oshkosh Defense, who has been building government products for years, move production to South Carolina? One word, think profit. You see, the workers in Wisconsin are represented by the UAW, and it's highly likely workers that will be hired in South Carolina won't be. So wages and benefits will be lower, adding more cash to the company's bottom line. Meanwhile, the Biden administration officials say they have no ability to alter the Oshkosh Defense contract, noting that it was awarded by the Postal Service, an independent agency that the White House does not control. They say their hands are, in essence, tied. PayPal is announcing it has closed 4.5 million accounts. What? 4.5 million accounts? Why? Well, Bloomberg is reporting that the company said it has many bad actors that have been taking advantage of its incentives and rewards programs. On the news, shares of the company tanked. The payments giant, which is also overhauling its marketing strategy, said it no longer expects to achieve 750 million active accounts by 2025. They abandoned that goal, and they said it contributed to a jump in spending last year on sales campaigns. The company said low-income customers are spending less as they struggle to keep up with rising prices due to the highest levels of U.S. inflation in decades. Growth in e-commerce spending also slowed as supply chain disruptions affected shipping times and consumers did more of their shopping in stores during the holiday season. What about those bad actors? PayPal last year began offering its first ever sign-up incentives, handing out as much as $10 to encourage new customers to open an account. But the firm's risk management team discovered that many of the accounts were being created by bot farms. It's a system fraudsters use to manipulate internet activity, while flushing 4.5 million accounts. Well, the next time you go out for a cup of Joe, expect it to cost you more. Go Banking Rates is reporting that bad weather and supply chain issues are set to keep coffee prices elevated this year. Arabica coffee futures closed on February 1st at $2.37 a pound. That was below January's high of $2.47, but during the same time last year, futures traded at $1.30. This is up 76% in 2021, the largest annual gain since 2010. Nestle, one of the world's biggest coffee brands, avoided raising prices for most of last year. The company said in October, however, that price increases are expected this year. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that many coffee shops have seen prices increase by as much as 25 cents to 5 and 6% higher than last year. Well, if you work at Google, you'll no doubt be able to afford a pricey cup of coffee. The tech giant reported solid earnings and saw its stock price shoot up by 8% and a stock split of 20 to 1. What that means is that each existing share will be turned into 20. For full year of 2021, Alphabet reported revenue of $257 billion. That's up 41% from a year ago. Google said its internet advertising business grew as marketers spent more to reach an audience who are increasingly shopping and searching online during the pandemic. Well, the impact from Google helped Wall Street post a fourth day of gains. The Dow posted gains of 224 points to close at 35,629, while the Nasdaq picked up 71 points to end the session at 14,417, and the S&P 500 ticked up 42 points to close at 4589. The Nasdaq opened much higher before falling below the flat line in late morning trading. Some technology companies lost more than 20% of their value, wiping out some $180 billion in market value. But in the end, it was a fourth day of gains. And finally, there is this. When we're talking about losing lots of money, Meta's stock slumped by more than 20% after the Facebook parent company posted disappointing earnings and reported that its number of active users had stalled. Profits dropped 8% in the fourth quarter to $10.3 billion from a year earlier, and the company's number of monthly users remained static at 2.91 billion. That was comparing to an analyst projection that the company would raise up by 2.95 billion. Meta said it was being hit by a combination of headwinds, including the negative effects of inflation and supply chain problems on advertising spending and increased competition for users' time. All right, stay with us and click through for a conversation about marketing and specifically print and digital marketing when it is focused on the agricultural industry. My guest is Todd Hickman from the Fastline Marketing Group, based in Buckner, Kentucky. Is print still alive and well? Well, the answer to that depends on what you're doing with it. Click through.